Bridgerton, a steamy, lavishly produced period piece delivered by Shonda Rhimes, has quickly become the most streamed series on Netflix. Not long after it premiered over Christmas, two young songwriters asked this question on TikTok.
Okay, but what if Bridgerton was a musical?
What a beautiful party. I'm looking up at the ceiling a lot. The chandelier is so sparkly.
Millions of people wanted to know the answer. The pair has now written more than a dozen songs that have become a hit all over social media. Jeff London has this report.
Abigail Barlow is 22. Her collaborator Emily Bear is 19. And they love Bridgerton.
It came out on December 25th, so we, as, you know, teenage girls, we see
something. We're target audience right here.
Target audience 101. So when we saw it, we both binged it immediately. And right after I finished binging it is when I wrote the first song. I just had this feeling that what was, like, swimming in my brain, the idea, was a good one.
Am I the one to blame when we're dancing in the same room?
The two post bits of songs as soon as they're finished, or even while they're writing them, says Abigail Barlow.
We really saw the response and how quick it was, but we also want to feel like we've done our job in telling a good story.
In just a month, they've written an opening number.
"'Tis a season, it's a season for elegant ladies. Reputations are tainted by the queen."
A musical scene where two characters meet for a duel.
"Say goodbye. Say good."
But mostly they've written lots of romantic pop-inflected songs like this one, where the central couple share a tiny touch in an art gallery.
"Alone together. Alone together."
We've all been in that same position when you're like in a movie theater or something with your crush in like middle school or something, and you see his hand like slowly come towards you and your heart's going like boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
And like you're freaking out, but it's the tiniest touch, but it means so much. You know what I mean?
"I want more."
Barlow and Bear's frequent postings have even been noticed by Bridgerton cast members. The team posted a clip of Jonathan Bailey, who plays Anthony, on Entertainment Tonight.
"Musical brewing on TikTok."
Is amazing.
"We're dead. Are we dead?
I can't speak."
And the pair says they've been approached by several people about developing the project professionally. Abigail Barlow thinks one of the reasons these songs have captured the imagination of millions is people have been stuck inside.
"People need an escape right now and miss theater, miss being in a theater. And people are discovering musical theater for the first time that have never been able to have access to it before because it's so gatekept and you have to pay $200 for a ticket on Broadway. You know?
And that's only if you can get to New York."
Right.
But Barlow adds whether it becomes a full-blown Broadway musical or a concept album or just an incredible moment on social media.
"We're just two girls like having fun writing music in our bedroom, basically.
If this is what you call a honeymoon, pacing around our separate rooms."
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
"We're due."